www.thepodcast.com。
Talk Live. You hear some really bad police state stories out there, but never have I heard one where a teenage girl has been charged with a crime over her science experiment. Marcus is going to tell us that story coming up here in a few moments. We'll also take your calls about whatever you want at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Also, join us on Skype. Skype username. LRN.FM. You send a contact request. You do have to send one before we can accept your calls. But as soon as you send that request, we will accept it, and you'll be able to easily call in on Skype. Again, username there, LRN.FM. Let's go to the phones first, though. Roger is in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Marcus, and Mark. Hello, Roger.
Hey, Ian. I just was hearing your story about that guy who was getting evicted. Or not evicted, but having the law issues with the the property.
Eminent domain.
He hasn't been evicted yet.
Condemnation.
That may be coming. That may be coming down the road for him.
Yeah. Just had a familiar story when I heard that, because we had a guy in Michigan who had a house for 30, 40 years. His father had historic part of the town. And he collected newspapers and pretty much anything, and ended up getting a large sum of yeast, getting rats, then getting dogs, then letting them go in there and chase the rats out, and then he let them out at the end of the night. Anyway, horrible story of about 30 years of the city trying to get him evicted before they finally just forcibly evicted him and then demolished the house because it was, you know, pretty much a giant litter box.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's a tough thing to sort of deal with, because obviously there are people that, you know, their houses really, you know, they're a problem in the neighborhood. They're a blight on the neighborhood because rats are living in there. The rats don't just stay in their house.
Mm-hmm.
They go to other houses. And, you know, as a neighbor, how do you deal with that?
Yeah, especially in a historic community. You know, you've got a museum next door and then theoretically a museum-quality house, but it's been run into the ground from years and years. But the main reason why I brought it up is because, you know, at what point is it infringing on somebody's freedoms, and then when is it a public safety and neighborhood concern?
I think that if you live in a place where there aren't any deed restrictions, then it's you roll the dice, and you don't know who's going to be your neighbor and how well they're going to take care of their property. And I think that that's the kind of place I want to live. I'd rather roll that dice than go and live in a place where there's a bunch of restrictions where, you know, two-thirds or a half of the neighbors can change those restrictions at will. I don't want to live under that environment. But if it's concerning to you, then you should. And in regards to the rat claim, I think it's a good objection, Mark. But what about the people who live next to the forest? And there's all kinds of beasties and rats and things like that out there.
Not in the concentration.
Right, it's a different thing. It's kind of similar to, I think of if someone's living next to me and they have a pet dog and their dog comes and, you know, takes a poop on my lawn, I feel like that's wrong. And so if you're going to basically harbor a bunch of rats that are not typically there, that's sort of like having a dog come over and poop on my lawn. Like, if you're harboring a bunch of rats and they start coming onto my property,
they become your pets.
Yeah, so that to me actually does seem like it might be a violation of property rights.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if he's harboring them on purpose, and how can you say that somebody else has any level of responsibility to take care of their property to a certain extent?
Well, to the extent that it starts bleeding into my property, if someone's going to pollute their own property and that pollution starts to leak onto my property, I think then you have a property rights. And
well, I think that so this is a relatively easy one to solve, because what you would have to do is get in an arbitrary area. You know, that's what politicians do. They just draw lines or circles, or they draw shapes on maps and say, this is ours. In an arbitrary area in a residential neighborhood, it wouldn't be too difficult to go around and get people to sign a petition or sign some kind of contract that says, we won't do, you know, this baseline of things.
Yeah. Right.
And if these baselines are reasonable enough that you want everybody in your neighborhood to do them, then you could probably get people to sign on. Now, if they start getting...
100% of them. 100% of people.
Now, if they start getting bizarre, like you can't have a flag out on any day but Sunday or something yeah. like that, then people are going to be like, I don't know.
That's true. I mean, maybe most people would be willing to agree to some baseline rules for the neighborhood in which they live, in which case you could have some sort of rule about don't keep your house as a jungle. But, I mean, otherwise you don't know the level of junk that someone has inside their home.
But if it may not even be junk. Marcus, I live in the woods, and I've got 11 acres.
Hey, thanks for the call, Roger. Appreciate your thoughts.
Well, yep. We talked him into the dirt. So I live in the woods, and there are critters that live on my land. Mm-hmm. Some of them of reasonable size at times.
Sure.
There are bears that... wander through. We've had moose there on the property, not that I've ever seen it, but at what point do those animals become my problem?
Mm-hmm. Well, I grew up in the woods, and it's when you move to the woods, you understand that there is nature, right, and there are the animals, and you have to deal with that. And many times the bears would come down and get into my dad's honey, or the deer would get into the garden, or the groundhogs, and my father had to deal with each of those individually. But I think this is a separate case where we're talking about where somebody else is kind of creating an environment and bringing in the animals that are not typically there, and then they're coming over. That to me seems
the typically is really where you're stuck on this one. At that point, it's just basically an arbitrary thing. You know, so a lot of people, most people, keep their houses clean enough that rats don't reside mm-hmm. in the house.
But
they may reside underneath if the house is raised up on piles or something like that.
And I lived in a neighborhood in Florida where it wasn't the best neighborhood, but it wasn't the worst neighborhood either. And there were rats living up in one of the palm trees.
Yeah, I've seen them in New York City even,
Right. So. I had them in a wood pile in a very nice neighborhood in Sarasota, right. Florida. Whitfield Country Club Estates. They were in a wood pile. Oh, my God, there's rats in that wood pile.
I mean, I didn't
do anything. The Schnauzer found them, by the way. Sugar Butt went in there and went crazy.
I didn't do anything to attract those rats to my property, but they were there. So what are you supposed to do about that? I mean, if you're aware of the problem, you can do something about it. But ultimately, if a rat lives in my tree, then okay, it's not the...
Ian's like, oh, whatever.
I'd rather they be outside than inside my house. So.
I clean up the wood pile. Ian's like, oh, I guess there's a rat in that tree.
What am I going to do about a rat? I mean, I know how to set traps inside my house. I don't know how to deal with rats in a tree. What's that?
Google does.
Okay, well, good luck with that. I didn't bother with it. So, it's your responsibility to protect your property from the encroachments of others.
Sure.
So if you don't like the dog coming in and taking a crap in your lawn, put up a fence and make sure that the dogs can't do that. And if you're really serious about it,
I don't think it's a front yard fence. No, wait. I do not think it's reasonable to just release your dog upon the neighborhood.
Great. That's good. But that doesn't stop dogs from running all everywhere.
You're just responsible for them.
Well, yeah, maybe you are responsible for them, but if there's some dog with no tag on running around through the neighborhood, crapping in people's lawns, who's responsible for that dog?
Well,
you have no idea who owns it.
The reason that they put tags on dogs is so that people can be held responsible for their own dog.
I understand. Not everyone puts a tag on their dog.
Then their dog is subject to being shot. This was the reason
dog's subject to being shot.
The reason that people tag their dogs was so that reasonable neighbors would get the dog, take a look at the tag, and
that's
see
true.
What somebody did, and that they would shoot a dog that
I
didn't have a tag.
I understand the reason why dogs have tags on them. I'm just pointing out that if it's a concern of yours to not have a dog crap in your lawn, you don't get to control everyone else around. All you can do is control your own property, and then in that case, it's your responsibility. Most of the time, you're not going to see the dog crap in your lawn. It's going to be at night, or you're not going to be home, or something like that, and you're going to find it, hopefully, in not an unpleasant manner. Hopefully, you'll see it, and you won't step in it, and, then what are you going to do? You've got some dog crap on your lawn. You have no idea whose dog it came from.
I had a neighbor who did that, and it didn't bother me that the dog would sometimes crap on my lawn, crap on their lawn. Didn't bother me at all. But, yeah, I knew all the time when they were doing it.
Well, good for you. Not everybody knows these sorts of things. So if you want to do something about it, You can try talking to all your neighbors, but you don't know if the guy halfway down the street lets his dog out.
I think usually you know which dog is crapping in your lawn.
Maybe you do, maybe you don't. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But ultimately, if you don't, you know, you can tell those neighbors you're going to shoot it if it comes back, and maybe they'll control it better. More coming.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com. Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy a variety of different features on our site, and you can enjoy them all for free. So again, go to freetalklive.com. You can interact on the BBS there with other Free Talk Live listeners. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
BitcoinStore.com has more than 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment. Now, they've got all different kinds of items, and they've added some new categories. They were sort of originally known for consumer electronics devices, Ian, but you said they've added things for environmental devices, home and living, even some musical instruments and hardware and tools and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I'd say they're dabbling in other categories, but they're there.
Trying to be the online superstore of Bitcoin. And that's the catch with BitcoinStore.com. They've got many of their products at a 0% markup. The reason is because, well, they're trying to promote Bitcoins as a currency and payment method. Bitcoins are an online, peer-to-peer, open-source currency, and it's accepted internationally, has no political boundaries, and it's a fascinating currency. And BitcoinStore.com allows you to use them to buy all kinds of things, laptops, tablets, little phones, whatever it is you need. It's at BitcoinStore.com. Go check them out.
All right, so 855, 450 free. Your neighbor next door is a pack rat. He or she is just loading their house full of things to the point where you can only go down small little paths in order to reach one room or the next, or you may not even be able to open a door all the way in order to get into a room. You probably, if you've lived for a little while, known someone like this. You've probably known a pack rat. And Mark, you're making the argument, and Marcus also, to some extent, making the argument that someone being trashy is attracting rodents, for instance. And so, therefore, it's a property rights violation because said rodents could, in theory, come over to your property and do rodently things. Well, am I understanding that correctly?
I'm not saying it's just flat out that it's a property rights violation. I'm saying that it has the potential to be.
Only if there are rats?
No, not only for rats. I'm just saying that if someone creates an environment that is somehow affecting my property negatively and it was something that didn't previously exist, then there's a potential there for a property rights violation. I'd be open to hear what the full discussion would be on that, and I'd like to, if something like that did happen, I would want it to be, in front of, you'd probably just talk to the neighbors, and then if not, go through an arbiter. But I'm not saying it's just flat out that that is a property rights violation.
Certainly, it would be interesting to see what an arbiter would say when brought a case like this. I mean, obviously, you probably have to have damage, so if the rats did some sort of chewing on things on your property and you could prove that they came from this trashy house next door, maybe then you would have some sort of a case where you might be able to get a repair bill out of this neighbor. But otherwise, you don't know for the most part. I don't know about you, but I don't go into my neighbors' homes generally, so I don't know what level that they keep their homes as far as cleanliness is concerned. Usually a pack rat you can tell because they're going to start putting stuff outside and it's going to start building up.
Yeah.
But you don't know. There could be pack rats who only pack rat indoors and they keep their yard
clean. Yeah, actually, I used to work as a cab driver for a period of time between radio gigs, and one of the stops was this lady who was actually in the advertising business before she retired, and her house looked very well kept on the outside. But on the inside, you had to walk through paths between newspapers and catalog circulars and mail. I don't know how she ever paid a bill.
These people, I don't know if there's a way to help them. I mean, there's all these shows like Hoarders and things like that.
Yeah, but that's TV.
It's TV where they actually bring cameras to these people's houses.
Oh, no, no. I believe
they're real, right?
I believe the Hoarders are real. I know they help these people on the TV shows, but I don't believe
it
any
doesn't
of that.
Stick.
Right? Somebody counsels them for at least 2.5 minutes on the on the camera.
No, I mean they supposedly do follow ups and things like that, but usually at the end of these shows, it'll tell you if the person basically relapses, and a lot of the time they do. Basically, the only way you get out of being a hoarder is you die. I mean, that's pretty much the only way, and then somebody finds your carcass mummified, partially mummified, a year later.
I think it's just like anything else. It's a spectrum, and the people that are on the far end of the spectrum, I think you're right. The only way that they get out of it is dying. My point being, forced out of it.
You could maybe get a settlement out of them for some rats that came and chewed on something, but ultimately, you know, getting them to clean up the property is just a, it's not going to happen.
Oh, I agree.
Sorry, you live next to a hoarder.
I lived at one part, at one time in my life, I lived above some very trashy people, and the lesson I learned is, because these people didn't care. You don't win. You don't win against people who don't care.
Yeah.
Because they have nothing to lose. And so all you can do is just try to get out of it as best and quick as you can. Yeah. Because you can't win against them. They have nothing to lose, and they'll go down fighting. So to what you're speaking about is kind of the same thing.
Why deed restricted communities were created. Because right. People got tired of living next to an asshole.
Right.
Let's go to the phones here. Or in this case, it's Skype. You can connect with us on Skype at username lrn.fm. Todd is with us in Michigan. Hello, Todd.
Hey, Ian, Marcus, and Mark. How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight, Todd?
Well, I heard the... I heard the Friday show that engaged you and Julia over, I guess, the criticizing the activists, and I heard some of the stuff that was going on the recording, and apparently Julia had a problem with you, the way you were coming off on your Facebook feed, and I saw your Facebook feed, and initially I thought, okay, that was a little cavalier, but the more I thought about it, I actually agree with both of you.
You're talking about the Facebook post that I made shortly after the Boston search, house-to-house search
right.
situation, critiquing liberty activists for not standing up for their rights and basically making the statement that when liberty activists are allowing the police to do a home search, that the police state is here and there's little that can be done about it, that
right.
statement?
Right. The way I see it, this is how I come down on this, and I own this point of view, and so be it. But the way I see it is this. The liberty movement is really in a very delicate pickle when it comes to approaching this whole bombing thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because the week when it came out, everybody was all upset over what happened in Boston. Shortly before the bombings went off, it's a well-known fact that a number of the people who were participating in the marathon and the spectators who were there were all thinking about the Sandy Hook incident that took place a couple of months before.
Right. Todd, before you go on, it was interesting because Free Talk Live was critiqued pretty severely on our Facebook page for asking the question. We were critiqued on the Facebook page. We asked the question on the air and on the Facebook page is what kind of police state crackdowns are going to occur because of the Boston bombing? And essentially it was
right.
like, oh, no, it's too soon. I can't believe you'd say that, you callous, insensitive bastards.
True. It was the night of the
right,
bombing.
We said that. But but then it turns out that they were doing bag searches, you know, anti-Fourth Amendment bag searches on just people, just grabbing people and taking their bags and searching through them right there, you know, on the trains around Boston and that kind of thing.
Stand by, Todd. We can bring you back for more of your thoughts here on this. He said
so
the Liberty
it wasn't too soon because it happened that night.
He said the Liberty Movement's in a pickle over this. I want to know more about what he meant there. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Plus, order today and you're automatically entered for a chance to win an amazing trip for mom. 3 lucky grand prize winners and a guest will be whisked away to your choice of Paris, Napa, or St. Thomas. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. 100 colorful blooms for mom are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase for only $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday, and if you order this week, you're entered for a chance to win a trip for mom to an incredible destination. The only way to get this amazing deal and be entered to win the trip of a lifetime is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 5454.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or over. Restrictions apply. See rules of website for details.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control and do it toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Tonight, here with you, it's Ian.
Marcus.
And Mark.
Marcus is the creator of Brainless Tales. He'll be doing a crash course in graphic design.
Yeah, that's right.
At Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But you can see that he's got the chops by going to brainlesstales.com and looking at some of his work. There are thousands of comics there, daily comics. You
yes.
do these things.
And actually, in the next few days, it will be my 6-year anniversary of doing Brainless Tales every day. So every day for coming up on 6 years.
Now, what day is that?
The 7th.
Okay, so 7th of this month.
Got yep, it. On the 7th will be 6 years. So I just it's just a single panel comic that I do every day, and sometimes it's not funny, but it's something every day.
Okay,
know?
So I just went and looked at today's, and you can do that too over at BrainlessTales.com. If you really like them, there's Brainless Tales greeting cards available now over at the top of the screen, so
yes.
Make sure you check that out. So 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're also on Skype, and you can connect with us there at username lrn.fm. Todd is with us in Michigan. Todd, you're saying that the Liberty Movement's in a pickle, those are your terms, over the Boston bombing reaction. Can you tell me more about what you were getting at there?
Well, absolutely. Basically, what I'm saying is that we're thrusted into a very awkward situation. Where as a movement together, as a bunch of liberty activists, do we take the position that, yes, we don't let those cops in, we stand firm, even if they bust down that door and they take everybody out in those homes, do we say, no, we will not let you come in without a search warrant, Or do we say, well, I can understand why some people are scared, why some people are letting the militarized police coming in, because actually these were more military thugs than just cops. And these were in a situation where...
But they were cops.
But, yeah.
I don't think they had the military going house to house.
They certainly did look very intimidating, you know, in the black with camo as well. They had helmets on and...
But Ian, they're thinking as a military. They're not thinking
I just wanted to clarify. I didn't hear any reports that the military was on the streets, but I agree with you that the police are becoming more militarized. That much,
effectively,
I certainly agree.
The military.
But I get your dilemma here, and so you're saying, you know, what's the appropriate thing to do or say after the fact as a liberty-minded person? And I would guess that the people that are arguing for letting the cops search are people that are very concerned with their appearances, and they want to appear as though they're just like their neighbors or something like that. What's the motivation to just go along to get along?
Well, I guess it's because a lot of people are scared because they don't want to be pegged as, well, if you don't let us in, then you must be for the terrorists.
You're not Boston Strong.
That's right. And on top of that, you got Dzhokhar Tsarnaev, who's now being looked upon as an enemy combatant by the Bill O'Reillys, the Lawrence O'Donnells, and the Bill Maher's of the world.
So you'd be aiding the enemy there in that case, even though he's not in your home. And, you know, you might tell the police that, hey, look, guys, everything's fine here. Don't need your help.
Exactly.
Thanks. Bye now.
Right. And I understand where Julia's coming from. And on one hand, I agree with her. But on the other hand, here's the problem, though. If you do go completely along with it, then the problem is once you go down that line, then it becomes a slippery slope. Do you let the cops? Do we allow the cops to shut down cities because of gun violence, like what happened in Aurora, Colorado, and in Newtown?
Mm-hmm.
Do we expand that to say Grand Theft Auto? I mean, where's the line?
Yeah.
Drawn in the sand.
Good questions tonight, Todd, and thank you for making the call. Appreciate it, man. 855-450-FREE. Thoughts, gentlemen, on this dilemma?
I think it is a real dilemma because basically the people in the houses are, I think their motivation for allowing the police to come in is the gun in their face. When a bunch of men show up with machine guns,
that's true for a lot of those people, but not for all of them.
No.
A lot of people probably let them in with their hearts filling and they're swooning over their protectors are here.
Oh, I agree, but I think the conversation was really about the people who are, you know, liberty-minded, who know that they shouldn't let the police in.
Oh, yeah, their motivation is there's guys with guns. Yeah, I see.
Right, so their motivation to let them in, even though they know they shouldn't let them in, is that gun in their face, and they think, well, you know, these guys are trigger-happy, there's a bunch of them out there, they've all got guns, maybe I'll just let them in and live another day.
You know, as far as the house-to-house searches go, it doesn't seem consensual to me because this looks, for all the world, like a military raid. These are military-style tactics that were used over in Iraq and in order to look for people. They've been shown to be not at all worthwhile here in the United States. This is a manhunt. They didn't find their man. Yet another civilian finds the man.
Mm-hmm. But they did open up people's cabinets, apparently. They opened up their bags. They looked in through areas in which a person would not be able to hide.
In these house-to-house searches?
We know they opened Antigone's bag on inside a car when they were trying to escape from the Watertown area, and I heard a report that they were opening up cabinets, but there's no way to confirm that, because no one bothered to record the police going through their home, or bothered to say no to the police, at least in any sort of recordable way that was something we can verify.
What I saw, the video that I did see of a house-to-house search, there was no way to record the police, because they entered the house with guns.
There's plenty of ways to record the police. You hold a video camera and press the record button.
Yeah. And you could have ended up God knows what would have happened.
I get it. You're scared. And
I'm not
totally
just scared.
Understand.
And for God's sakes, they shot that optometrist in the back of the head for doing gambling.
On. They are not the Boston police, and that was a raid about gambling, and I agree with you, that was outrageous. But that's not what we're talking about here.
I don't trust
so I
these
understand
people
that
with
you're
these
scared.
Weapons.
They're dangerous, so just do what you're told then. Because
right.
They might hurt you. They might hurt you, everybody. You should just do everything they tell you to. Pay them every single dollar they demand of you. Make sure you jump through all the hoops, because they could hurt you.
Look,
and
you,
we wouldn't want that now, would we?
It was a police state situation. There's plenty of video to show that it was.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
All that needs to be seen.
And y'all let it happen. Everybody out
Who's
there in
y'all?
Watertown, everyone in Watertown, let it happen.
Man, I don't feel bad. I'm glad they survived the experience.
Great. And our liberty suffered for it.
Who's our liberty?
Everyone who cares about freedom. I guess most people in Watertown don't give a flip.
You know, man, I
if freedom isn't worth standing up for, what are we doing the show for? What are we talking about? You think you're going to be able to beg your way out of the police state? Oh, please, federal government, please stop doing these house-to-house searches. We sure would appreciate it.
Ian.
We'll just go ahead and cut you another check, though, while you wait.
Ian,
and while you keep going into
I'm
people's
only
homes.
I'm not in this country to defend anybody else's freedom. I'm here
Great.
To
what about
make
your
money.
Own? What about your family?
I'm here to make money until the point that it gets so bad mm-hmm. that I'm just going to move out to sea.
Okay.
I mean, that's
you
all
have
you
fun
can
with
do.
That. I'm concerned with
you
the liberty for other
stop
human beings.
The inexorable
I don't
growth
care
of
if
government.
You are or not. Okay?
Man, I do 6
you
days a week
it?
On a nationally
What's
syndicated
the point
radio
of
program.
To New Hampshire? What's the point? If you can't stop the inexorable growth
I'm
of government...
I'm not going to catch bullets for these people. You have to fight your battles
Did
where
I tell
you fight
you to
your
catch
battles.
Bullets for them?
Yes. That's
no,
precisely what you're saying.
No, you're jumping to the conclusion that the cops would have shot you in that particular instance.
On purpose or by accident?
I don't know, but you're jumping to that conclusion.
What do you think would happen to them if they did shoot somebody? What do you think would have happened
Nothing.
To the police? No consequences, whatever.
No.
Do you trust? You trust somebody in front of you with a gun that has no consequences for using it?
Nope, sure don't.
Me either.
But
my life's more valuable
matter.
Than that.
That doesn't. That doesn't matter to me. What
it
matters
would not
is people
protected
standing
your freedom
up for freedom.
If I caught that bullet for you, Ian, you're
I'm not asking you to catch a bullet. I just asked you to try saying no. That's not asking you to catch a bullet. That's the thing I don't understand about you critics, is that you always make it look like I'm advocating you go to the mat and die over this issue, and I've never once suggested that. Just try saying no.
You
try
don't know.
Holding a video camera and saying no.
You don't know if anybody said no.
That's right, because nobody bothered to record whatever it is they
so
did.
So it wasn't good enough for you.
That's
saying
right.
no wasn't
More
good
enough.
Enough.
It's not good enough. True.
If you are like most people, chances are you're malnourished. Most people do not get the 90 essential nutrients the body needs to survive. This lack of nutrition can lead to all sorts of health issues. If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. With the Healthy Start Pack, you get all the nutrients your body needs. With all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables, you get a supplement system that is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare. The Healthy Start Pack includes products backed by 40 years of science and millions of dollars in research, like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, EFA Plus 90, and OsteoFX Plus. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com. Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, take control, toll-free, 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website, enjoy the features we share with you. If you like the show and you would like to support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll find options there that allow you to contribute $5 a month, or in some cases more. If you feel so generous. But $5 a month is all we're asking for to help us get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of liberty. Or in the case of Mark, the ideas of obedience. So you can go to amp.freetalklive.com and you can support the show there, because we will get the ideas of freedom into more markets all across the country. We'll continue this discussion here in moments, because Marcus has yet to really weigh in on this. So, Mark, tell me something important.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com's got the name brands you want at the lowest prices on all kinds of outdoor equipment. I was just perusing their site, and, you know, it's pretty hard to find ammunition right now. I happen to, and ManVenture by no means has, you know, all the ammunition that I've been, and, you know, some of the stuff's out of stock, but I was looking here. Looks like they've got 30-06 rounds, 180 grain in stock for $36 for, I guess it's 20 of them. So, you know, they've got ammunition there if you're looking for it at ManVentureOutpost.com. It's a family-owned operation. They've been advertising with us for some time, and, you know, I've gotten a lot of stuff from them. I think you can trust them. It's ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, so Mark and I went back and forth in the last segment over this Watertown debacle, where there's no evidence of anyone refusing the police or even attempting to refuse or even converse with the police before they enter their home for the search for this suspected bomber at the time. And, Marcus, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's not surprising to me that people didn't say no and that people didn't record themselves saying no, because to me this was a new situation that people had not mentally prepared for. A lot of times in the liberty movement, we talk about being prepared for police interaction at some Pork Fest events. People have done mock mock situations mm-hmm. to get used to saying no to the police, getting used to questioning the police versus being asked the questions. But in none of these situations do I ever recall it being where the police is completely militarized. They basically have rolling tanks down the road, and they're all in headgear with machine guns pointed at your house.
It's hard to mock that one up.
It's very hard. And I don't think most people have in their minds come up with that as and imagined it. And so, therefore, they haven't practiced it. And so it's a very frightening situation when you're in a new situation that you haven't practiced in your mind. Mm-hmm. It's very important to practice things in your mind. And this is one I think most people hadn't. And they were very scared. And I think it's totally reasonable to be scared when an army, essentially an army of police, are pointing machine guns at you.
Totally reasonable.
It feels, I think it does and could very well feel like they're ready to shoot you. I mean, it certainly looked at the video, it looked like they were ready to shoot somebody.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally don't blame anybody for doing what they felt was necessary in that situation. However, my statement still stands, and it's a strong statement, that if liberty-minded people are given up their their right to privacy in order for the police to go and search for some suspect, then to the police state, then what are you going to do? I mean, if you can't expect liberty-minded people who, in theory, should have at least considered, you know, maybe recording this or whatever.
Well, you're picking what they should have done. And this is what the problem is that, you know, if you say, let them, you know, if they demand to do it, let them do it and then record them while they do it. And if they demand to kick you out of the house, at the very least, record them kicking you out of the house. Those are the
That'd
things.
Be better than what happened.
That's what you like. And that's a preference towards a type of activism.
Like holding government bureaucrats accountable, recording for objective purposes
there may
situations.
The lawsuits may be coming on this. We don't know. Some liberty-minded attorney may be filing some lawsuit on this. We don't have any clue. There are lots of different ways to approach this subject, and liberty-minded people have different theories.
Good
and
luck with
upset.
Your lawsuit if you didn't record any of it.
You're upset that they didn't do it your way. Just because they haven't released evidence for you, for your little radio show, so that you can talk about it on the air, doesn't mean the recording didn't happen, okay? I mean,
we do know that people did record some of the activity of the police.
That's
because
true.
We've seen those videos and we've seen those photos.
Yeah, and credit to them. Thank goodness that that they did that.
I mean, I remember seeing them on Facebook basically live as it was happening, and I was sharing those photos with some people at my work. And it was just incredible to see, and it was very upsetting, obviously, as well.
Sure. Look, Mark, I don't really have any prescription as far as how people should have interacted with these police.
Yes, you
but
do.
Doing something more than
but you don't
obeying
know
completely.
Something.
That's
you
true.
You,
but I put the call out there.
You're saying they obeyed completely, and you have no
Please,
evidence to
bring
the
bring me the evidence to show me that I'm wrong, because I sure would love to see it.
That's not how evidence works. You need to prove that you're right, okay? You need to prove that you're correct. When you make a positive statement like these people did nothing, you are responsible for backing that statement up with
by
facts.
By all evidence, they
Otherwise,
did nothing because there's no evidence of it.
You are just an irresponsible person.
I'm sorry. By all evidence, they did nothing because no one has posted or made anyone aware of them doing anything.
By all evidence, they did everything except record.
Mm-hmm. But there's no evidence to substantiate your claim. You don't know
There's
what
no,
they did.
I'm
saying I don't
I
know what they
did.
I have
as much evidence as you do.
I'm saying I don't know what they did. All I
no,
know is
No, you're not. You're saying
let,
they did nothing. Apparently, we need to rewind the audio here.
Apparently,
you're
we can't even
they
communicate
did nothing.
Because this is a ridiculous conversation. If there's no evidence of people doing anything, if a tree falls in the forest and no one's around to hear it, then did the tree really fall down? Does anyone care? Because nobody bothered to record anything.
And
maybe I'm wrong, in which case, please point me to the video that shows
recorded,
me that I'm wrong.
But you're saying that you're not prescribing the type of activism, and then you say that it didn't happen unless it was on video.
Oh, you could be audio, too. You could have an audio recording
Do you
device.
Understand how that is a prescription for the type of activism one must do? One must fulfill Ian's prescription of activism in that your activism is meaningless
I never
unless
said anyone
it is recorded.
Has to do anything. But don't complain to me when the police state is on the rise and you're doing nothing about it. And if you want to count letting the cops go through your home as doing something, I'm sorry, I don't count that. So what aside from that do you count as doing something?
I've got nothing left to say.
Do you
want to
have a conversation with us about how you had a conversation with the police officers and that you know, was interesting? Please tell your story. But that didn't happen, that we've heard, because not everybody in Watertown listens to the show, so you wouldn't be able to find out about that. But what we can do is ask if anybody has seen any evidence online, because we live in the YouTube era where all of those 30-something thousand people that live in Watertown, almost all of them, I bet you, have access to some sort of video device. This isn't 1998. So probably everyone has a cell phone or video camera or tablet device of some sort that they could have used to record something of their interactions with the police. I'm glad people recorded some of the police doing things in their neighborhood, thank goodness, because that really gave people a taste of what was going on, and people need to see this so they can hopefully think about it, as Marcus is suggesting, in the future as to how they would behave, how you would behave if something like this happens.
I mean, I was doing that. As I was seeing those photos, like, oh my goodness, you know, these militarized police are going house to house. They're coming towards them. What would I do? That's what I started thinking about. Like, oh my goodness. And I was, you know, feeling like, wow, that's not a good situation
to
be in.
So what would you do?
I can't speak exactly to what I would do because I don't know exactly what situation I would be in.
Let's say you're inside your house.
I think in that situation, I would not stay in my house. I would go outside my house to talk to them, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would be afraid of them shooting into the house or breaking in. And then if they have to break into the house, I would feel like they would certainly shoot me at that point.
Yeah, I would think that if you were out in your front lawn, they couldn't really use the gunman standing there with a gun to your head making you say these things excuse, which is kind of the excuse for if you stand at the door and look, there's nobody here, man. Sorry, go away.
Although we did find out that there was a house or an apartment that was unoccupied and the door was locked and they never searched it.
And that would, I think, be an interesting tactic.
But they did search ones that were unoccupied, too. Isn't that right?
I have no evidence of that.
I don't know. I just remember the one story about the apartment that was unoccupied and locked. They never searched.
That's right. That's the only story we've heard about an unoccupied apartment. But I think that's an interesting tactic, Marcus, because if you go outside, say, before they get to your house, you're seeing them come down the street.
Yep.
So you go outside, you close the door, you lock it behind you,
and you kind of meet
in the yard or something like that.
Exactly.
And that way they can't make the claim that, oh, well, we need to search your house because he might be in there holding people at gunpoint or something.
Right.
That way you could say to them, hey, look, you know, if he was in there, I would just tell you that because we're out of earshot, right? So I would tell you that he's in there, but he's not in there, so have a nice day. Goodbye. But the most important thing you could do besides that would be to bring a video camera out into the yard with you and be recording as they're approaching. That way they see you with the camera. They know you're there.
Right.
And that way you can create a record that's objective in case they decide to start telling lies about you and do, you know, make up some reason to arrest you. The camera's your best friend. Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live's going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.